It's The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Senate Republican leader John Braun joins me. Why is rebooting education a top priority for Senate Republicans this legislative session?
This is something that was a top priority for many years. So we dealt with the McCleary lawsuit that found the court in violation of the Constitution not properly funding basic education. It's our paramount duty to fund basic education. And I would say right now we have big issues in K-12 public education. The first, and I think this is obvious to most folks, certainly parents right now, is as a result of keeping children out of schools during the pandemic, and that was a battle we fought and ultimately lost, and they stayed out of school for nearly 2 years in some cases. We have kids performing well below grade level. Right now, 1 in 3 children in our school system is testing below grade level in math and reading. If you go back 10 years, we had a school system that was in the top 10 in the country. Right now, we are average, in the middle of the pack, and we're falling. This is not should not be acceptable. We need to do things to help get our children back on track and recover from learning loss. And right now, I would say, you know, to a large extent, the legislature is you know, standing on the sidelines, not doing nearly enough.
Tell me a little bit more about this learning loss situation and what we can do about it.
We fought hard to get kids back in school, but it took a lot longer than we wanted. And as we predicted, there's been substantial learning loss. And this is widespread, and we need to do something about it. We've known about this for over a year, and candidly, the legislature has not done nearly enough. And there's many things we can do. I'll give you a few examples. We could invest in intensive tutoring, which can be used to get after kids at a range of ages, is very cost effective. And research has shown when this has been done in other parts of the country, it's been very effective in getting kids back on track. This is one way we could do it. The other is one, you know, it's been around for a long time. If your child hasn't done well during the school year, they may have to go to summer school to get them back on track. Well, now we have whole groups of students that are not doing well. We can use summer school, and the state needs to fund that, of course, but we can use summer school to get kids back on track. And we could even use this, you know, as we try to recover from pandemic learning loss as motivation to fix a longer-term problem we've had, which is learning loss during the summer break, and maybe think about restructuring our school year. So maybe you have more days and some of them during the summer, or you take the current number of days and spread them out more evenly across the school year so we reduce the learning loss. Whatever we do, what we can't do is sit by and let this happen. This is affecting kids' lives now and into the future, and if we don't act soon, it's going to be too late and this damage will not be able to be corrected.
Senate Republican leader John Braun is with me. It doesn't seem that long ago that education was a top priority for Democrats in the legislature.
For 5 years, from 2013 to 2017, everybody's top priority was fixing K-12 public education and how we funded it and the policies that guided it. And that work was hard. It was long. It was expensive. But it was very, very important. Since we got that done, and frankly, since we've had a change in majority in the state Senate, you know, everybody says education is a top priority. But I like to say it this way. It's their third priority. And they never get around to number three. So it suffers in terms of attention to policy. It suffers in terms of budget funding. And we can't allow that to happen. Right now, if you go back to 2017, when we fully funded our K-12 public education system, it was almost 51% of the operating budget. Today, as a result of inattention to K-12 public education, it's 43% of the budget, and it's getting worse.
Talking about paying for schools, do you think it could get to the point where the state Supreme Court is forced to step in again to require that legislators fully fund education?
So I think there should be no doubt in anybody's mind who's serious and paying attention that we are on the path to another McCleary-type decision or another Dorn-type decision, which happened 30 years before that, where the Supreme Court came out and said, state government, you are not properly funding basic education as is required in our Constitution. It says it's the paramount duty of the state government to fund basic education. What we know happens, because it's happened to us twice over the last many decades, is we start out wanting to fund education, and then we allow higher and higher reliance on local levies, and eventually districts, out of a necessity, start paying for basic education with local levies. And the reason that's a problem, one, it's patently unconstitutional. I don't think anybody disagrees with that. But two, and I think more importantly, it's inequitable because their ability to raise money from local levies varies widely across the state. If you're in, you know, downtown Seattle or Bellevue or Medina, where for 10 cents per thousand in your property tax rate, you can raise many thousands of dollars per student versus, you know, where I live in Alaska or Wenlock, where you can be $2, $3, $4 per thousand, and you still only raise a third or a half as much money per student. It is inequitable, and it puts a very big hardship on rural communities in particular. And the way you get after that is you keep funding K-12 public education a top priority. And I'm not going to say it's only about funding, but funding is a big part. There's other parts like making sure that we have standards, that we're measuring our success rate, and we're adjusting policy accordingly to get our students the best education. It's not all about money, but certainly funding is an important piece, and we are not getting that right.
That's Senator John Braun. This is the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis.